You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX webradio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Wednesday edition. Regular listeners have probably noticed that we didn't have either a Friday show last week or a Monday and Tuesday because I was ill. I lost my voice. I had a cold and a sore throat, and I really could not give my show either Monday or Tuesday. So I will hopefully be back on the air. I even debated today, should I push it, but I feel up to it, and there's been a lot of news, and I want to zero in on what's happening at both the Department of Justice and the FBI, and it really pertains to the former administration of President Obama. And there's a lot of background information that when you discuss this, you almost have to go through. It's apparent that the intelligence community, and this was when President Obama was president, was used, or rather misused, to spy on the Trump campaign, the opposition party. And to do that, they needed to get a warrant, what's called a FISA warrant. You're going to hear that term over and over and over again. That's a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. There's a set up a separate court to handle warrants regarding the surveillance of foreigners in the United States when they're most likely engaged in espionage, spying on us. And what's unique about this is a warrant was issued by, initially they turned him down, but in the second and third attempts, some information has come out. The judge signed the warrant, and that enabled the FBI to what? Spy on who? Donald Trump, as well as the people in his campaign, using surveillance. Either FBI or the National Security Agency. In this case, it's probably the FBI. Now, usually when you ask a judge for a warrant, you have to make certain representations to the court. And what's coming out is that the opposition research paid for by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee was used as partial basis for this warrant. Now, what you need to understand, there's nothing illegal about opposition research. Political parties from the beginning of time up to now want to know what their opponents have done. They want to get dirt, it's either criminal information or embarrassing information on their opponent, and ideally spring it towards right before the election. Now, what's interesting, I think this is a bright line, red line, to use President Obama's favorite phrase, that should not have been crossed. And to use opposition research bought and paid for by the Democratic Party, who had a cutout, namely a law firm that in turn hired Fusion GPS, who in turn hired a former intelligence agent for British intelligence, Christopher Steele, and then he purchased gossip, really disinformation. They were looking for dirt on Trump. But there was no way, absolutely no way, that this could be verified, and there are indications that this was Soviet or Russian, let me correct that, Russian disinformation, and if you're going to pay someone for dirt, guess what? They're going to come up with more dirt. It was completely fabricated. And what Steele did was compile a so-called dossier, really a compilation of some memos, and you can read them online. They're rather salacious. I'm not going to get into them, but there's no way to verify them. Christopher Steele knew that. These are Russians giving information. No way to interview them. Yet, by compiling it into a so-called dossier, and then ultimately the FBI got a copy of it and used it as a basis for what? The so-called Russian collusion, that Trump was colluding with the Russians, even though it was totally fabricated. They did not at all check out that information. They took it at face value. And then Obama, the people that work for him, whether it's in the NSA, the FBI, and other CIA, spied on Trump. And they found nothing, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely nothing. Because like what Donald Trump has said, there's nothing there. And that's what the American people believe. Maybe not the Democrats, but the American people believe. You need to provide evidence. Accusing someone, believing in rumors, allegations, hearsay, that in no way can be verified, is not evidence of collusion. And that's why the so-called Mueller investigation is going nowhere. Nowhere, folks. And they really, as far as I'm concerned, the Justice Department violated its own rules, because they, when you have a special counsel, you got to have a crime. What was the crime? There wasn't any crime. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a minute. What about General Flynn and one other gentleman whose name, Papadopoulos, I'm mispronouncing his name. Well, they pleaded for lying to the FBI. Well, that was a setup, folks. That's what's called a process crime. You're not supposed to lie to the FBI. But the FBI, if they're desperate, and I mean bottom of the barrel, and need something, that's what they try to do. And why am I a little bit upset about it? How did they know General Flynn lied? That's their characterization, because they had the transcript, as well as the tape, because he was speaking to the Russian ambassador. Now, I'm giving you a lot of background information to catch you up where this is going. And this is the reason I'm giving you this is not about Trump colluding with Russia. What it's about is the Obama administration, together with the Democratic Party, together with the Hillary Clinton campaign, conspired, plotted, hoping to get an explosive bombshell in October, the October surprise that would totally, completely wipe out any chances of Donald Trump winning. But surprise, surprise, two things happened. They didn't come up with anything. They came up empty. There was nothing there. And then the second surprise is Donald Trump won. Didn't surprise me, but it surprised many, many people. I kept saying way early that the election was going to be, the core issue was going to be trust. Who do you trust? Who do you believe? And because of that, I knew that Hillary Clinton had a serious problem. She had baggage. People don't trust her. She lies, lies, and lies. Now, I didn't trust her, but I didn't trust Donald Trump either. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, folks. But what was an issue that I still think is an issue, although in 7 days it maybe isn't, was her setting up an email server. And on that email server, the FBI found classified documents. Now, she denied she never received or sent classified information. That was a lie. She had only had one device. That was a lie. And she wanted to make a distinction. Well, they weren't marked. They weren't marked because her own staff cut and pasted, cut off the markings and put the substance in. There are many, many classified information going over the World Wide Web. That's not the way you distribute and communicate classified information. Anyone in the military, in intelligence, in law enforcement knows that. And Secretary of State Clinton at the time was briefed, signed a letter, a document saying she understood all this. She violated the law. She mishandled classified information. Not once, not twice, dozens of times. She also destroyed government documents. I'm reviewing this because it's coming out that the so-called FBI investigation wasn't an investigation. The fix was in. You know, in military justice, I'm a former Air Force officer, not retired. I resigned my commission many, many years ago after 5 years. But I seldom, but occasionally did handle classified information. And I know you have to have special handling. They got to be locked up. They're actually a pain. And normally, except when I was checking safes to make sure there's no classified documents left on the desk, the safes are closed. And that's typical of anyone that's been in the military intelligence. You got to be careful. And anyone else mishandling classified information, that could cost you your job, your career, and you would never work for the government again. But Hillary Clinton thinks she was above the law, and the laws don't apply to her. That does not sit well with millions, tens of millions of former military, as well as intelligence, law enforcement personnel. They knew she was guilty, and the FBI had the evidence. And contrary to what former director, FBI Director James Comey said, the law does not require intent at all. Just the fact that you mishandled classified information makes you guilty of a crime. And we're talking hundreds of counts. Now, why did the FBI James Comey not prosecute her? Now, there's an interesting article, and I want to call your attention to it. A former U.S. prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, Andrew McCarthy, writes for National Review Online, and he's had a series of articles discussing this, and he had, I believe it was yesterday, and I have excerpts of it on my own site, goes into, well, why didn't they? And this gets back to what I was leading up to, command influence. Obama gave an interview in April of 2016 on Fox, and he didn't think that Hillary Clinton should be indicted. She did a good job. But what didn't he tell you? The President of the United States, Barack Obama, communicated with Hillary Clinton using not a Department of State email address, which is what government employees should use, and Hillary Clinton went out of her way not to use. And it's two-way. And most likely classified information was communicated either from the president to Hillary Clinton or from Hillary Clinton to the president. In other words, the president, contrary to his public statement that he learned it, that Hillary had an email server when it came out in March of that same year. And remember, it came out because the committee investigating the Benghazi scandal was finding email from Hillary Clinton that didn't have, you know, departmentofstate.gov. It had this, her private email account. Now, the president can declassify anything, but the president knows better. He should have wrapped her knuckles. Instead, he's abusing the system. And what the point that's trying to be made, if Hillary Clinton were indicted, her defense would be, well, the President of the United States knew, and he was communicating with me and sending classified documents, or I was sending classified documents to him, so it must have been okay. Two crimes don't justify. Just because the president did it doesn't justify what Hillary Clinton did. But President Obama was misleading the American people. He knew that she had this way before it became public knowledge and was communicating with her over it. She should have been seriously reprimanded and told to cease and desist the moment he discovered this. This is a dereliction of duty on the part of the former president. And because of this, most likely one or more of her own foreign agents were compromised because other governments, most likely Russia, could be China, Communist China as well, or is the Republic, the Islamic Republic of Iran. There are a number of agencies, just like our National Security Agency, that are trying to penetrate the communications of our top government officials, and definitely the Secretary of State, the President, as well as Secretary of State, CIA Director, on and on and on. And because she didn't have the appropriate security measures, I heard on the radio the former acting director, CIA director was point blank asked the question, did a foreign government get access to Hillary Clinton's email? And this is a supporter of Hillary Clinton. He said, yeah, most likely. It didn't surprise me. Hillary Clinton committed multiple crimes, as did her staff, on the emails. And I'm highlighting this because the statute of limitations for most federal crimes is usually 5 years. And when does that statute of limitations runs out? Are you listening, Attorney General Sessions, President Trump? It runs out the end of this month, 5 years after she left the Department of State, 1 February, 5 years ago, 2013. The American people want her indicted. She is not above the law, and if the president makes it difficult to prosecute her, so what? Bring him in. Maybe he should be indicted. And after this is all unraveled, assuming it is, he might be indicted because he crossed a very bright line when people in his administration used Hillary Clinton's campaign opposition research manufactured by Russian disinformation agents to smear Donald Trump, use that to spy on Trump. How dare they? And it was aided and abetted by people in the Department of Justice and in the FBI. And that is coming out. These were partisans in the FBI that were all in for Hillary Clinton and didn't want Donald Trump to be president. And another surprise. We're learning that the number we're hearing, I don't know if it's 50,000 or 5,000. There were some text messages going from an FBI agent, Strzok, to his lover, Lisa Page, an attorney working in the FBI, McCabe's office, who was the number two guy in the FBI. And they didn't want Trump to be president. They wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. And you see, keep in mind, everyone thought, or many people thought, that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. So they weren't worried at all about the dirt, the crimes that they were committing, ever being discovered, because Hillary Clinton would be president. They're not going to prosecute an elected president, are they? No. But they had to do one thing, and Comey did it. And command influence of Obama and the then Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, he refused. Well, first of all, let me back up. The FBI is charged to investigate crimes and based on what they find to make recommendations to the Department of Justice. Then it's up to the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, and the prosecutors assigned to it to make a decision to whether to go forward. Well, he didn't do that. And ultimately, that was the reason initially given for him being fired. It is not the FBI director, whoever it is, Democrat or Republican, does not make the decision whether or not to prosecute or not. That is clearly a decision of the Department of Justice. And I played it a couple of times. I'm not playing it again, but I do have, for those that are new listeners, the way you listen to the Pronk Pop show is to go to pronkpops, pronkpops, .wordpress.com. And if you go there, under my photograph, you'll have links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. And below that, you'll have some of my show prep. This is heavy with a lot of videos because I'm trying to cover several stories and trying to combine them and relate them and connect the dots. But I did put it near the very bottom, the video on, it was the July 5th James Comey full statement that he gave on Hillary Clinton's email investigation. And it's a little over 15 minutes. And I have said, and other people have said, if you listen to about the first 14 minutes, the conclusion me and many people were saying, he's going to indict her. He's going to recommend indict her. At the end, he says, no, because we couldn't prove intent. Well, excuse me, FBI director, I can read the law. And you don't have to improve intent in this instance. You know it. The people in your agency know it. And what they were doing, they were writing the letter of exoneration months prior to this press conference. The fix was in. It was rigged. Now, I understand why you can't have the presidential candidate of the Democratic Party being under investigation by the FBI, even though she was and still should be. That's what was going on. And they thought this would go away. She would be elected president and everyone would forget about this. Well, the American people didn't forget about it. They don't want a president that they can't trust. Oh, yes, it was a close election and she got more of the popular vote. But you don't become president by winning the most votes. In terms of voters, it's winning 270 Electoral College votes. Trump got 304. That's why he's president today. He's also president today because he took the strongest stance on illegal immigration, which I'll get into in the second story I'm going to be covering. So what happened after Election Day? You know, the surprise, surprise. Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party, and yes, even the Obama administration, had to come up with an explanation. How could she have lost? And the media was big time, the big lie media, your major networks and newspapers. They all were saying, no way. You can take it to the bank. It's guaranteed. Well, in politics, nothing is guaranteed. And in close, I always thought it was going to be a close race. And Hillary had the advantage in terms of the Electoral College. If Trump pulled out certain states, which he did, he could win. And he worked for it. And he campaigned hard. And I didn't vote for either one of them, but he pulled it off. So they had to come up with an explanation. And what they were trying to do is undermine the presidency of Donald Trump, try to give you the appearance that it's illegitimate by saying, accusing him of colluding with the Russians. Had absolutely no evidence other than this phony, baloney, fabricated work of fiction out of Russia. Doesn't prove anything. And Donald Trump knows he didn't collude. He didn't have time, and none of the people in his campaign colluded. So for the last year, over a year now, that's all the news media, the big lie news media, the networks, the newspapers have been saying. But they're coming up empty. There's no evidence. No evidence. And you can't convict someone of a crime with no evidence if no crime was committed. And even the insiders in the FBI, Agent Strzok, knew it. They were having a conversation whether or not they should go over and work for Mueller. And he did. But he didn't think anything was going to come from it. And he's right. That's the one thing I agree with him on. See, this was the same agent in charge of both the Hillary email investigation. He knew it. But he was fired from there by Mueller. Why? It came out. They became aware of his texting. Mueller is supposedly a Republican, although most of the people he's hired, virtually all of them, are Democrats, partisans, contributors to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And I think that simply is foolish because that gives the wrong impression that they're biased, and they are biased. Now, their bias shouldn't interfere with what they're doing. And President Trump has said, I look forward to talking to Mueller under oath. I know why, although I think it's dangerous, but he better be well represented, and they should have certain ground rules as to what's going to be covered. See, if you didn't do something, you say it, and that sort of ends the conversation. I didn't collude. I didn't meet with Russian. I haven't been over there. I don't know what you're talking about. You see, they were looking for anything to embarrass Trump. This was a very much a politically motivated, partisan, very much rigged investigation, just like the exoneration of Hillary Clinton was rigged. Same people involved, Strzok in terms of the email and Strzok in terms, at least initially, in terms of the Mueller investigation. Where's the crime? And that's the problem. There was no crime, and they can investigate till the cows come home, and they're not going to come up with anything. They're trying to trip up Trump to say something that's contradicted by other statements. You see, Flynn, when he was talking, General Flynn, the short-term national security advisor for Trump, the one that was fired, he used to be, under Obama, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He should have known better because he's seen transcripts of intercepts of communications. But like I said, a year ago, if you're in that type of position, you're making many, many phone calls. You don't remember the details of most of them. You don't. No, I give a daily show. Do I know the details of what I said? No. So it's easy to trip someone up. If you have the transcript and you don't tell the person you're asking that, you will catch him in a lie. Like I said, you shouldn't lie. The better way to do it, and lawyers know how to respond. I don't recall. I don't remember. Ever see Hillary Clinton testify? I don't recall. I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't remember. Now, a lot of the time, that's truthful. It is. You can be very cynical about it. Now, there are certain conversations, because of their importance, the nature of it, you should recall and probably do recall. Lawyers know how to do that. Military generals usually don't. And yeah, they got General Flynn on a process crime. He lied to the FBI. So President Trump says he's looking forward to being interviewed by Mueller. Now, I'm sure there's going to be some ground rules. And if I were Trump, my first reaction is I wouldn't do it. Most attorneys would say, don't do it. You have nothing to win and everything to lose. I was talking to a friend. I said, if I weren't Trump and Mueller came in and wanted to interview me, I say, Special Counsel Mueller, I'm President of the United States. I was elected and I appoint people and fire people for my administration. And because I was elected, and I was going to say a fair election, president by the people, I fired your friend James Comey. And if I want to, I can fire you. I'm not going to do that unless there's grounds. But you haven't produced any evidence at all that anyone in my campaign, including me, has colluded or conspired with the Russians. So as long as the questions are confined to that area, I'll answer. But anything outside of that, it's none of your business. See, the mistake that the Justice Department did is they didn't specify a crime. But there are a number of mistakes. Jeff Sessions should not have recused himself from this investigation. And I can make the case either way. But given that he did, then Rod, his deputy, that apparently Jeff Sessions considers him a friend, very competent, likes the guy. He appointed Mueller, former FBI director, appointed by George W. Bush, reappointed or extended by President Obama, has a reputation being fair, but he's hired attorneys that are top-notch and are ruthless. So the president better be careful, and he better spend some money on good legal assistance from the best attorneys in Washington or New York. I'll wait and see. You see, I've lost confidence, and I think the American people have lost confidence, in both the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, and the Department of Justice. It looks like they're all circling the wagons trying to protect themselves. And there's some scandals there that need to be exposed, and there are people that need to be fired. Now, some people have used the word purge. Well, that's one verb. I prefer fired, though. You see, your political views should not at all taint or influence your actions, but it's clear that many it has. Donald Trump, when he was running for president during a debate, made it very clear, and I might even play that. I wanted you to recall what President Trump said.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it, and we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done, and it's a disgrace, and honestly, you ought to be ashamed of you.
Then candidate Trump, I thought, won that debate, and winning this debate this message resonated with the American people. It's not one-tenth. I would say one-tenth of a percent. If anything was open and shut, is her handling of classified information or mishandling, and her staff was involved in it. That's a conspiracy, folks. You have two or more people committing a crime, the mishandling of classified information. That is a conspiracy, and President Obama was in on it because he knew about her email server way before it came out in the press. He was lying about it. That's the two common denominators between Hillary Clinton and President Obama. They're notorious liars. And if he was supervising the people that are working for him, she should have been reprimanded once the first time they found out she was doing this. And it was widely known within the State Department and in the White House and in the Oval Office that what Hillary Clinton was doing was way out of line. And he did nothing about it. Nothing that we know about. She kept on doing it and doing it, compromising the national security of this country, including our intelligence assets, our agents abroad. And both current military, past military, current intelligence officers, past intelligence officers, law enforcement knows this. As far as I'm concerned, because of what she did, that automatically disqualified her for any position of trust, and certainly not President of the United States. And I and millions, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of the American people are waiting for President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to indict her, impanel a grand jury and indict her, and you only have 7 days. Get the lead out. Now, there are other crimes that she's committed that she can be prosecuted for, but the easiest one to prove is the emails, and you're doing nothing about it, President Trump or Attorney General Sessions, and the American people are losing confidence in the rule of law. Obama didn't do his job. Neither did Attorney General Lynch. Now I'm expecting you and Attorney General Sessions to do your job and prosecute those that have broken the law. And Hillary Clinton has repeatedly broken the law with the help of the Obama administration. And Obama and people in the intelligence agency, his political appointees, were misusing government assets, namely the intelligence community, to try to come up with an October surprise. You're not supposed to do that. You didn't have evidence that he was colluding. What you had was a work of fiction paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic Committee. It is a scandal many times more serious than Watergate, by far. And I'm just giving you some of the criminal activity. You also have pay-for-play public corruption regarding the Clinton Foundation that was, and as far as I know, still is a separate investigation. That's going to be a little bit more difficult to prove. Where's that investigation? Stalled? The American people, whether you like him or not, voted Donald Trump to be its president. And the American people are expecting that Donald Trump will do the right thing, and Attorney General Sessions will do the right thing, and the FBI will do the right thing. And where you have strong evidence, piles of evidence, indicating a government official, in this case, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, broke the law, you should prosecute. And they need to look in to who in the Department of Justice and in the FBI was involved in getting that FISA warrant, because they broke another law. You're misrepresenting the situation to the judge. I'm sure the judge, whoever signed it, is not going to be happy. But this wasn't an isolated case. I think it was 2 years ago. But my point being is there has been the misuse of the FISA process, not following procedures. And there was a whole report on that in terms of the NSA and the FBI. I don't have time to get into that, and it's a little bit dated. What I'm trying to say, this stinks. This stinks to high hell. This is what's called public corruption. People should be fired. This calls for a special counsel to thoroughly and completely investigate the crimes of Hillary Clinton, the crimes of the Obama administration, the crimes of Department of Justice and FBI employees, not following their own procedures, rules, regulations. And it needs to be an outside the department. Now, they're trying to do what most bureaucracies do, circle the wagons, keep their heads down, and stall, stall, stall. Fortunately, Congress, or at least the Republican Party, for months now has been demanding that a special counsel be appointed. Because I don't believe either the Department of Justice or the FBI can clean up their own mess. It's that bad. And if you're a regular listener of this show, you know several years ago, this is way before the election, I said, well, who do I think should run for president? Who would be my first, second choice? And who do I think would maybe run? Well, I said my first choice was Mike Pence. And Mike Pence is now vice president. But my second choice, but I knew he wasn't going to run, was Jeff Sessions. Why? Because of his strong support of the American people, concern for the American people regarding the invasion of this country by illegal aliens. And Jeff Sessions has been a dedicated public servant, a man of integrity. But so far, he's been rather disappointing in terms of cleaning up the mess in the Department of Justice and FBI. And if he can't do it, resign. Get someone that can do it, has fire in the belly, and is going to go after this corruption. Instead, he seems to be more concerned about, and I'm concerned about this, is the drug situation into this country. Because the invasion of this country is not only by illegal aliens, but it's also by the drug cartels out of Mexico and South America, and it's killing Americans. My overwhelming concern is this. When people in high public office believe that they're above the law and believe they're entitled to special considerations, you're going to cause problems. You're going to cause possible compromise of national security. And when you get public officials thinking there's one set of laws for the American people, but there's a separate standard and criteria for those that are politically connected, you're way down a very slippery slope. The American people are mad. They're furious. And they're waiting, Mr. President, for you to fulfill your promise and make sure that Attorney General Sessions, he only has a week, appoints a special prosecutor, impanels a grand jury, and indicts her. Can it be done? Yeah. Got a ton of evidence, and you don't need to prove intent. What do I think is going to happen? She's going to skate, at least on this. And that will be a big mistake, because the American people will remember when it was Hillary Clinton, they did absolutely nothing when it was a clear case of breaking the law. The FBI knows it. The Department of Justice knows it. Both Democrats and Republicans know it. And the American people know it. Now, I've gone over this many times, at least several. And I've always tried to remind people, watch that statute of limitations. I have no knowledge of what, if anything, the FBI and the Department of Justice has done. I know they don't want to appoint a special counsel. I generally don't favor them either. But too much has come out regarding Agent Strzok and his girlfriend and his text messages. That what's interesting, 5 months of messages, I don't know if they're 50,000 or 5,000 or 500, suddenly have gone missing. And yes, General Attorney General Sessions is going to completely investigate what's going on here. I don't believe that the FBI doesn't have them. You see, I was in IT. Let me preface that way. They're backups of backups of backups. See, that is the trap that many people think. Well, I'll just delete it off my computer. They're gone. No, they're not. And let me point the ultimate backup and remind you. I need to put at least one or two more YouTube videos on this. The National Security Agency has all of Hillary Clinton's emails and all of these text messages. Anything that went over the internet, anything that went over the telephone systems, they have. It's sitting on a hard drive in one or more data centers of the National Security Agency. All President Trump has to do is pick up the phone, talk to the head of the National Security Agency, and direct him to make Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, targets. targets of the National Security Agency, and the explanation is very simple. They compromise national security, and I want a thorough and complete investigation, analysis of their communications, not only between them, but others. You see, the danger of what I call the turnkey tyranny of the National Security Agency is that once you're made a target, an intelligence analyst are looking at all your communications, and that is evidence, by the way. And you can be given and should be given ultimately to the FBI once they clean up their act as evidence in a court proceeding. Remember, Congress subpoenaed all the communications of Hillary Clinton, and then she destroyed over 33,000. Now, many of them they've recovered. The FBI has recovered. I understand that. But that in itself is a crime. You're not supposed to destroy evidence. She destroyed evidence. She destroyed public records. And she destroyed emails. And where was the Obama administration supervising her? They weren't. They were enabling her to get away with the crimes so she could get the nomination, thinking she would be the next president and for 8 years promote the Obama legacy. Well, thank God she wasn't elected. But I'm waiting for this Republican president to do something about these crimes. There are people today in the FBI and in the Department of Justice that should be fired. There are also people, former FBI director, I think he has some legal problems. He didn't know. You didn't have to prove intent. Give me a break. And don't give me this nonsense. There were no prosecutors that would take the case. You see, he was biased, too. He didn't do his job. He betrayed his oath of office. And he leaked documents that he shouldn't have. You see, these are the kind of situations you get into when you're partisan. It's described as the ends justify the means. The end here was to elect Hillary Clinton. The means, any means, legal or not legal. And that's what was done. Neither the FBI agents or the Department of Justice employees, prosecutors, they didn't investigate Hillary Clinton the way they should have. And they know it. And the agents that work for the FBI know it. And the people in the Department of Justice know it. Yeah, it was fixed. Command influence, whatever you want to call it. You didn't think this went on without the blessing of President Obama? And President Obama has a problem. His national security advisor has a problem. His CIA director has a problem. They were using government property assets to try to come up with a case that he was colluding, Trump was colluding with the Russians. And they even said he wasn't. How can they say he wasn't if they weren't violating the law? You're not supposed to use the intelligence agency for political purposes, and that is exactly what the Obama administration and the people in it were doing. It's a conspiracy. It's illegal. They should be prosecuted, and they're obstructing justice. They're lying about it. Heads should roll. When? The American people are saying when. In terms of the Hillary Clinton email server and the mishandling of government records and classified documents, it needs to be very soon, sirs. Doesn't mean you don't have other crimes to prosecute her and her husband on and the people on their immediate staffs. You need a special counsel to go after these crimes. And if you don't, you're making a big mistake, because then the lesson learned by the American people is we no longer have a true Department of Justice or FBI. We don't have the rule of law. We have the rule of man. And who do you know? And what are your political connections? Some would call it a police state or tyranny. There are a lot of people watching this, and their patience is really run out. They're waiting and waiting, and nothing seems to be happening. Now, the one thing that might get all this get going again, my understanding is the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community has given several committees, or at least one committee, in Congress oversight, over 1 million documents. And a lot of these documents have been reviewed, and there's been a so-called four-page memo prepared by the staff, and a number of Republicans have read it. As a matter of fact, several hundred have. Only one Democrat has. Now, the problem is It refers to classified documents. Why, this is, I imagine this is an executive summary, but the people that have read it, they were sickened by the summary. But you can't just release the summary. You got to release a lot, not necessarily all, of the underlining documents that support it. It's not a case of leaking or releasing just the four pages. You got to provide the documents, the evidence that support these conclusions. The worst thing the Republicans could do was just release this without substantiating what they're saying. And I think it's real bad. Now, I hope they're not just building this up, teasing you. I think that would be a serious mistake. The last thing I've heard, it'll probably be several weeks, probably into March, before we might see that memo will see the light of day, if it will. The president wants it out there. He can declassify it. But it's more than the summary. He's going to have to not necessarily declassify all the information, but a large part of it. And I think when the American people, should they be lucky enough to really see that four-page summary together with the supporting evidence, there are many other people that are going to have to be prosecuted. Because the Obama administration crossed the line, a big, bright red line, when they used the assets, the capabilities of the federal government, in particular the intelligence community, that includes the National Security Agency, that intercepts communications and stores them in data centers, and not the metadata, the whole, any email, any photograph, any video, any telephone conversation, your business statements, your anything that's communicated over the internet, the National Security Agency has a copy. That's a fact. And you allowed our government to do this. Big mistake of George W. Bush. Because once you set that capability up, it only takes one person with the help of others to misuse it. And apparently it was misused by President Obama. Are you surprised? I'm not. Look at his political history. That's what he was doing, both in primaries and general election, trying to get dirt on his opponents. Politicians do this all the time. But when they're in the position of the president, he can misuse it. And he did, based on a phony, I call it the dirty dossier, paid for by Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, and the Democratic National Committee, and used by the Obama administration, with aided and abetted by employees of the Department of Justice and the FBI, using it to get warrants to spy on American people, namely the Republican candidate for president and his campaign. How dare they? They should be prosecuted to the fullest. And there's crime after crime after crime that was committed here. You need to connect the dots. Many people would say, well, I'm really on Hillary Clinton's case. Really, this is about President Obama and his administration, including Hillary Clinton, and the misuse of government property, assets, capabilities to spy on the American people for unlawful reasons and to paper it over by an ill-gotten FISA warrant. And we're hearing no indictments. The Department of Justice and the FBI better get the lead out. Or come 2020, there'll be another candidate for president. The American people are expecting this. President Trump and Attorney General Sessions. How much more has to come out before you do your job? That's what the American people are asking. They're asking for justice. They're asking, demanding that the rule of law be enforced. And you're not doing it. When? That's the question. When? And I'll ask another one. Why isn't it being done? The damage to the FBI and the Department of Justice has already been done. But by not cleaning it up, and I mean really cleaning it up, you're compounding the problem. I'm amazed that Republicans, representatives and senators are saying this Justice Department is worse than the Democratic Party Justice Department. Now, I don't support either party because I'm not surprised. You see, my point is this. Both political parties are big government parties. We have a two-party tyranny, and nothing fundamentally is going to change until you have a new political party that is viable and successful and replaces either one or both of the existing parties. It's too cozy in Washington. It's the a political elite going after the outsider, President Trump. That's really what's going on. They don't like him. I understand, but I don't care what they like or don't like. I'm expecting them to do their job. But neither Democrats or Republicans can balance a budget. The deficit every year gets larger and larger. The national debt gets larger and larger. And ultimately, this collapses. There is a day of reckoning. In the meantime, we have people, just got the signal, I got to wrap it up, that are committing crimes. So we're going to hear more about what's happening, both at the FBI and the Department of Justice. And maybe, surprise, surprise, there will be a special counsel and we'll get an impanel grand jury, an indictment of Hillary Clinton. Any bets? I don't think it's going to happen. And that's really too bad. Because that is going to really ruin the reputation of the Department of Justice and the FBI for not doing their jobs. And I'm sure the regular employees, the honest employees, the rank and file of the FBI and the Department of Justice are not pleased. They deserve better leadership. And that is probably the one thing that is in very short supply in Washington, D.C. Leadership with integrity, honesty, that wants to deal with the true problems of this country. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.